מהקדומות לסילוס השורם. מהקדומות לסילוס השורם זה בעצם מוסר הקדומה to anybody who wants to learn מוסר and doesn't know what you're supposed to get out of it. What are you supposed to get out of learning מוסר? You're supposed to feel bad, you're supposed to feel depressed. What's a person supposed to get out of learning מוסר? What's the idea behind it? Omer HaMechaber Chibur Azeh Loi Chibarti V'Lameid Levnei Odom Et Asher Lo Yadol. I didn't write the Sefer to teach people things that they don't know. Elo Laskirum, to remind them as Yadu Olehem, to remind them things which they know. Kvar, you know it already. Umuforsim, and it's famous. That's learned by them. Pearson Gobel Kilo Timtza Barovi Devorah. You're not going to find in most of what I'm going to say Elo Devorim Sharovi V'Nei Odom Yoidim Oysom, things that everyone knows them. V'Loi Mistapkim Behem Kal, they're no suffix about it. No. So if it's Yadu Olehem Kvar and it's Muforsim and it's Reuven Adam Yodin, Eloi Mistaf Kum Ham Klal, then what do we need the whole thing for? Everything's Pasha. Elo Shekafi Reuven Persumim. But as much as they're famous, who can Eged Masha Mitosim Glu Lakol, the same way the truths of all the things that I'm going to speak about are obvious to everybody, so too Kacha Helenehem Motsu Moid, so too the ignorance and ignoring these things are very, very usual. Tashik Charab, people forget it. Al Kain, therefore. The purpose of learning this sefer is not going to be gained by doing it once. You learn it once. You don't learn anything new. Is there a Rebbein Shalom? I knew. Is there an Olam Haba? I knew. You have to have Yerush Shemayim? Don't say suffice it. Very few chidushim in this sefer. The purpose that can come out of learning this sefer is only from constantly going over it and asmada. Why? Then you remember it. And ashkochem in the odom teva, things that people forget the teva. The yosem aliboy koy vatoi, and then you'll place on your heart your obligations asher humis alim imena which you ignore. The Silas Hashorim says in his introduction that the whole tachlis of learning this sefer, or for that matter any other Muslim sefer, is not to know knowledge, not to know the fact. The purpose is the hasmod and the chazor, and the reason is because everyone knows what it says in the sefer. What's it going to say in the sefer? In the first paragraph, it says that a person came into this world to go to Olam Haba. Yishakayah, we know that. The second paragraph is going to say, you have to be careful not to do avarice. The third paragraph is going to say, you have to run quickly to daven in the morning. That, we know. I have a baron chodesh for that. What exactly are we going to get out of the sefer? I know what I have to do. Now I'll do avarice. Now I'll go here, there, and there. Now I'll talk to this and this person. Now I'll read this and this and this. And it makes us that fun. So what am I going to tell me what to do? It's a manual what to do. He says, no. The purpose of learning a sefer like this is to constantly pass it over in order to remember what I'm supposed to do. Why is this remembering so critical? So, Kilo is mashma from these words. So it's a question of, are you going to remember what he says? You're not going to remember what he says. That's all there is to it. It's like chazering. Is the pshat like chazering? You learn a taisis, you learn a gemara. So the pshat is, if you don't chaz, you don't know. And if you do chaz, you do know. But that's all there is to it. The word is to know. So far, what he means to say is like this. Batson, the mahus of a person, I want to explain a nekud over here, which is the aleph base of learning musaf. What's the difference between a person and, let's say, a horse? So, there's a chiluk in intelligence level, there's no question. A horse has a certain amount of intelligence also. A certain amount of intelligence, not as much as most human beings, but it's a certain amount. But there's a chiluk in intelligence level, but that's not the mahus of the chiluk between a horse and a person. We know that the mahus of a person is that he's a baal bechira. A person has a choice. Right? Animals, a person doesn't have a neshama, don't have a choice. A person by nature is a baal bechira. That's the mahus of a person. Free choice, let's call it. The question is, what's called, when does a person exercise his bechira? I mean, when does a person come to a nekuda that the pshat is he came to attack a choice, where the word is he chooses from this and that? The mushroom. You have a shayla, where to eat lunch. Richtig. You can eat in yeshiva or you can eat at Masliach of Baruch Masliach. Richtig. Is that cool that you exercise your Bechira? Is that cool you had a Tzuras of Adam? Is that cool you have a Tzelem Alekim? Is that cool you exercise Bechira? Is that cool you're a mensch? It's been a mensch, I'm in charge of my life, because the horse have decided where I eat lunch. Is that cool Bechira? No. Because a horse also, you give a horse sugar or a carrot, he thinks, weighs the matter carefully, and he picks one or the other. That's not called Bechira, by the way. Why isn't that called Bechira, by the way? Why isn't that called Bechira? The answer is Pasha. That's not called Bechira because you're choosing between two instincts. There's an instinct for lunch in yeshiva, and there's an instinct for lunch at Matzliach, you're hungry. And the question is, how to go satisfy the instinct this way, the instinct that way. That's not called a Bechira. A Bechira, the Mechus of Bechira, the Mechus of a Mensch, is when a person decides between his Seichel and his Guf. That's what Bechira means. The difference between a behemoth and a person in the etzem deepest Mechus is that a horse, when the decisions that a horse makes are whether to take the carrot, whether to take the sugar, that's not a decision. The body is hungry. And he has two instincts. He has an instinct for carrot, he has an instinct for sugar. So he chose between two instincts. That's not called a Bechira. That's nothing. That's like deciding. I once told a buffalo was in the Kefalos Shape many years ago that if you go decide which taxi company to call to go wherever you're going, that doesn't mean you're involved here. That means, and that's the only decision you made in the last 6 months in your life. So the pshat is that you've lost your tzelem elokim, you push a horse. The pshat is you're not holding by a baal bechira. That people think that they're in charge of their lives. You're not choosing. You're choosing between two instincts. I'm hungry. I feel game though. I want to do this. So the brother, I choose this one over that one. That's a question of priority. Which one you want more? That's not called a decision. The mechus of a mensch is a mensch is a baal bechira. That's the mechus of a mensch. Most of the time, unfortunately. Okay, most of the time, unfortunately, we don't get to a dargan of bechira. Because the avodah, most of the time, we're not faced with a choice b'chal. We don't have the choice in front of us. And the reason why we don't have the choice in front of us is because we go by, we live through habit. You do today what I did yesterday, I do yesterday what I did before. Yesterday I got up in the morning to daven, so today I got up in the morning to daven. Yesterday I did this, yesterday I did that. And since you're 4 years old, you've been doing the same thing by rote. It's very rare that we get to a emesan ekuda of bechira. And the reason why we never get to an emesan nekuda of bechira, of even choosing between good and bad and right or wrong, in a way that can make us go right in life, to pick right, is because we don't have the awareness of the choices in front of us. We don't live with the things in front of us that the Mesil Sharam is talking about. We know, I'm going to give an example. We know that there's an Eilam Haba. Take a poll, is there an Eilam Haba? We'll get 100% result. Yes, there is such a thing as an Eilam Haba. But if you don't live with an awareness that there's an Eilam Haba, and you don't live with it in front of you, and you don't live with the feeling that there's an Eilam Haba, so it's not just that you forgot something, you forgot a yidiya. The pshat is, you don't have in front of you 100 nisyonis, 100 bechiras a day that Olam Haba would have offered you. If you live with the feeling that there's an Olam Haba, so then it opens up many new opportunities to you. Then there's going to be a question at 9 o'clock in the morning, Olam Haba or Olam Haza? At 10 o'clock there's a question of Olam Haba or Olam Haza? You have a shayla to go out to have a coke in the middle of Seder. So that's a question of Olam Haba versus Olam Haza. Richtig? Question. Olam Haza is a coke, Olam Haba is learn straight till 12 o'clock, you won't die of starvation or thirst. So if a person lives, I'm saying a low-level mashal, but there's a high-level concept. If a person lives with an awareness, for example, that there is such a thing as Eilam Haba, it doesn't mean you're not going to go for the coke. But it means you'll come to a matzah where you have a choice. You have Eilam Haba in front of you, which says, learn another hour. Eilam Haba doesn't say don't go for the coke. Eilam Haba says, learn another hour. Eilam Haba says, I want the coke. Then you have a choice. Either you win the choice, you won another choice, you fight the battle, you make the right decision, you make the wrong decision. But the awareness of the fact that there is an Eilam Haba will bring you to the darga that you're a baal bechira. Because then you have in front of you two choices. But a person doesn't live with the awareness of the baal bechira. So how does it work? I want to go into the mechanics. You're sitting in the middle of first Seder, 10 to 10. You've been learning for a whole 40 minutes. It's on a good morning. And Mivet thirsty. Shemi Rafia. Yid is thirsty. Think that morning. So the way we work is like this. On instinct, you don't decide thirsty. Those are manguf. Now what does Olam Haba say? What happens? From the time that you get thirsty to the time that the can is opened is a second. There's no thought process, there's no decision, there's no decision. There's no again, I'm using a very high level moshe, you have to be a big tzaddik not to go out and buy a coke drink for a seder. It's not the most nice thing, it's okay if I'm wearing the first thing, I don't know why. But the kibbutz ha-dvarim is that you don't live with an awareness. I'll give a higher level example. Kivisi Hashem l'negi samet. Rebbe Hashem looks at you, everything you do a whole day, and you're constantly standing in front of him. Everyone knows that, everyone believes in that. However, we don't feel it, we don't live with it. It's not on our mind. So, the nafkaminis are huge. First of all, let's talk about davening, for example. We all come to davening. You arrive at davening. So if you don't live with a hargosha that you're standing in front of a kodesh baruch hu, so you don't even get to a nisoyin of should I be mechaven or shouldn't I be mechaven. On one hand, you're standing in front of a kodesh baruch hu, and he's listening to what you're saying. You're plopping, 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 plopping. You don't even know what you're saying. It's embarrassing. On the other hand, what can I do? I'm tired. I'm upset with that. That's a bechira. That's called bechira. Bechira means I know that a kodesh baruch hu is there, and I know that he's watching me, I know that I'm standing in front of him, and I know V.S. Cook knows how it feels to what he called to daven like that when Akash was looking at me. And the word is, I decide, made a rational decision that not this morning, tomorrow will be a better day. That's Bechir. That's Bechir. But if the word is the person, the last time he heard it was something, when he heard the song on the tape, that's the last time he heard about it. So the word is, you're not living with you. You know that it's true. You know that it's true. The since you didn't chazir over like the film, because you're not living with the feeling. So there's no way that, there's no chance you arrive at davening, and there's no chance that you're going to daven like a mensch. Because the word is, the framework which offers you, the framework to maybe yeah daven and not daven is not biblical. So you don't even get to the nekuda of the bechira. And this list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. There are so many things that we know which are true. You know the Rabbi Hashem created the world. But do you remember that? Do you feel it? Do you feel that you're created? I'll give you an example. A person who knows that it was created by somebody, he has a hargosha of a creation. Could he be a lagaiva? But a person who knows that somebody gave you $1 million and gave you a house and a car, would you walk into him and say, huh? I'm a rich guy, I'm a chashev guy? It's a joke, right? Why? He gave you $1 million. So everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So how could we even be Bukhabi Valgaiva? How could we even raise our heads Bukhabi? What's this do? Everything you have. You're smart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a smart. You know how to sing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a thing. You know how to play ball, good. Is that to make you a chashev, each one with his own chashevus? But all the game HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what else do you want to? Where did you get it from? You worked hard for it or something? So the pshat is, so why does the person ever become a Valgaiva? Because he doesn't live with the Hargosha. So when you hear Musar, you get up, you hear your big Musar, you have to be an honor. We never even get to the crossroads of deciding, do I want to be an honor, I don't want to be an honor. A guy could say, yeah, right, a coach will give me, if I get pleasure out of guy, if I get pleasure out of stepping on other people. So you made the choice. That's your choice between Elam Hab and Elam Hazer. But if a person doesn't live with the Hargosha of that I'm a Nivra, like the first line in the Pesil Shantar Sargal, you're never going to get to the crossroads of an awareness of that I have to fight. How can you fight guy if you feel that everything you have is from your own? So the Hargoshes, and the knowledge and the being aware of all these things, and the list goes on and on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you. There's an Olam Haba. Olam Haba is only temporary. This Chava Oynish afterwards. This Mitzvah and this Averis. This Aguf and this Neshama. Your Ikur is a Neshama. The list goes on and on and on and on and on of all the things which we know are true, but we don't feel them. And we don't feel them. So we never arrive at a Nekuda. We never arrive at the choice. We never arrive at the Nekuda of the Bechira. Now, what I'm saying never, okay, is a very, very extreme term. Not true. There are certain things we are aware of. I'm going to give you another low-level muscle to show you how there are certain things we are aware of. I'll give you an example of three types of guys. You have a guy who's Shemesh Shabbos, who never opens a sefer. So he never arrives at any sign of should he go to Daf Yomi Shir or not. So Bukhal, it's not on his screen, Bukhal. He has no awareness of that Bukhal. He's not there. Shabbos is his. Why Shabbos? Yeah? Because Shabbos, he has an awareness. It hurts him if he's not going to keep Shabbos. Then you have a guy who has an awareness that he has to learn Torah. He doesn't learn Torah, his life is not Kishman. I'm not talking about Torah. He lives with the feeling every morning he gets up in the morning, another day he didn't learn. But he doesn't go. But they gave him. So it doesn't hurt that much. Then you have a guy who has an awareness that a day that went by without learning, you have a balabas, a slapish, a day that went by without learning is Nishka left. He didn't live. So the pshat is, so he has, each guy has a certain amount of awareness on a certain level which keeps him going. I'll give you an example. For some reason, we have an awareness that if we don't roll out of bed somewhere between 8 and 10 and go to daven, I always wonder. We go to daven, we don't daven with kavana, right? Don't topple drapple like the Klesenberg Rebbe used to say. You can say in Yiddish, we make with our mouth. In Yiddish, that's better in Yiddish. So, but loyala das, nobody would ever think about the das of not to go davening in the morning, right? Because our awareness level is that I'm davening, not eat. That's possible. Without davening, you're not eat. Oh, but davening with kavana, like saying the words and it's like you're reading off the statistics from the World Series, that for some reason we don't have a hargosha, but that we feel good about, that we can go vayten. That was the goal, not to go daven, we can't go through the day. And yet, that means there are nekudas, on a certain level, we do have an awareness. That means we have an awareness on a very low level. There are certain things that you don't even feel Seshon for. You don't even feel Seshon to tell you to keep Shabbos, and you don't even feel Seshon to tell you to go daven, and you don't even feel Seshon like this. You know, there's certain crowds. I remember when we were growing up in New York, there were guys that used to darshan in shul, that when there was the playoffs, and they put on a Shabbos clock, to tape it or to watch it on Shabbos, nothing wrong. So what's the word? A guy says to himself, Shabbos. So the pshat is in the lowest common denominator. You're hargosha of Shabbos. You have a hargosha of Shabbos, right? Say it. Fine. That now. Over other things which we talk about on Shabbos that you're not allowed to talk about, that doesn't disturb our hargosha of Shabbos. That means what I'm showing you is that we do have. I'm proving to you that the concept that Mesil Hashem is talking about having a hargosha in something, we do have a hargosha in something. I'll give you an example. Another example. For example, on Shabbos, everyone has their hargosha of what Shabbos is. Oh, he lives in the bathroom. What's called a Shabbos at table? That guy doesn't have a Shabbos table. Well, they talk about this. They talk about sports at the Shabbos table after the soup. Tells us for local kids. We said that's called Shabbos. That means it's something which bothers him emotionally, not the seichel thing. It's not the seichel decided. I'll prove to you. because when the same bus is walking in the street on Rehov Meir Sharm in the summer, then if it doesn't bother him, there's the Raisas and there's the Minik or the Rabbanim, whether you're allowed to talk sport after the Sukkot on Shabbos, understand? But when you're walking in the street and we see things that we're not supposed to see, there's the Raisas, the Sufik, the Gimel of the Leiris Tamuris. There nobody has the Hargosha of I, you be following yourself. The Chosra Zayim is Kedusha, Shabbos Kedish, Ayid, nobody has the Hargosha. Why not? It's funny, Zach. Why this? The Teres is Pasha, because this we have an awareness, Shabbos is in our bones. And this is not, this you don't have an awareness, but the same Kedusha, by the way, the same Aveir, the same Rebbeinu Shalom, same Har Sinai, only this is 100 times more Chomer. You ever think about it as funny? 1,000 times more Chomer, 1,000,000 times more Chomer. The Shach says, could be the Argo Yav, that's what you think. But we have no Hargosha for it, like Rav Volbe once described, how a guy walks down the street, picks up his head, and the spring picks up his head, and things as well. That's how you, like a bobbing head. What's up, Shach? Kedusha! It's worse than talking on a Shabbos table, things you're not supposed to talk about. There, everyone feels that the whole Shabbos was defiled, the whole Shabbos was ruined, again. And here the person doesn't feel that he was ruined at all, the person doesn't feel anything was wrong. The Teretz is that we all have our levels of things which are not in the Seichel, which are in the Hargosha, and there are things which are only in the Seichel. And we all have a list of things. I can give you the list, goes on and on and on. There are things which are easy to win the battle, and the reason why they're easy to win the battle is because we live them, and we're aware of them all the time, and that brings us to the Bechira. Not only brings us to the Bechira, it brings us to the opportunity of taking the right decision, because we have a Hargosha in it. There are things, though, we have no Hargosha Bechlal, we have no feeling for it at all, and we're not aware of it, we don't live with it. It's something which is far, far, far in the back of the head. You ask me, is it true? Yes, it's true. Yeah. On a true or false question, the answer is it's true. But do we live it? Do we feel it? Not at all. So we go through life, rambling along. Shlomo Sharon says, he calls it later on, like horses in a race. You just go on. You do yesterday what you did today, you do the day before what you did the day before, and you live by rote. And you don't live with the bechira. You don't live with the decision. You don't live with the decision. You don't have the awareness. You don't have anything in front of you. If you would have Shabbos Hashem in front of you, you would have something in front of you. So you would have what to live with. But we don't have it in front of you. We don't have it in our bones. Something that you don't have in our bones doesn't offer you a choice. Doesn't offer you a battle. Doesn't offer you anything. It's like a mushal. It's like comparing. Everyone understands that if you eat a slice of pizza, you have a geschmack out of it, right? Speaks to us. Direct. An algebra equation on the wall doesn't speak to you at all. It's dry like the chalk. What do you mean? But you know it, right? You understand it. It makes sense. It's true. But if it's an algebra equation and pizza, if it don't go together, richtig? Why not? The algebra equation is truer than the pizza. Richtig? That's the difference. That's what Musa is about. Musa is pizza. Musa is an algebra equation. Is very nice. But an algebra equation that you know, that you understand, is not you. It's on the board. And that's not going to get you to daven well. That's not going to get you to fight the Yetzer Hara. It has to become part of a person. And in order for it to become part of a person, you have to live it. And that's what the Mesiel Sejom over here means to say. To chazer it over again. He doesn't mean that you have to be able to pass a test afterwards. Musar, the ideas that we're talking about guf and Hashem and Eilam Haven and Eilam Hazeh, a person has to live with. So if you learn it once, and you learn Musar another year later on, you have nothing out of it. You have nothing out of it. Because you have what you had before. What you had before was the knowledge. You have the knowledge now. But the knowledge itself is not enough. We all have the knowledge. Yet we see, I prove to you, without a doubt now, that the things that we have more than knowledge on are rock solid. The things that we have more than knowledge on are rock solid. We don't budge on those things. And the things that are algebra equations on the wall, which have only chokhmatos, only seichel, but the same, they fly like that, but we don't live with them. We don't live with it. It has no meaning to us on a day-to-day level. That's one that I want to speak about, what the purpose of learning Musar is, and why the Te'eles is only from Chazor and only from Asmada. That's what he's saying over here. That's what the Rebbe is saying over here in the Zilz Hashem. There's nothing new that's going to be in this Sefer. But the trick of this Sefer and any other Musar is the constant, constant, constant Chazorah until it becomes part of you. And then it never becomes part of you in an absolute way. It always becomes a little bit part of you. And if you don't Chazor it again, it leaves you. And then again, you're left with your algebra equation, but you have nothing left to come to sit with. You have nothing to live with. That's one Nekuda that I want to stress. There's another Nekuda in awareness that I want to think about what the purpose of Musar is. A very tifazach. And hope that everyone understands what I'm saying. Why? What he means also, what you're supposed to get out of a sefer like this. Every time a person has a cheshuv to do an aveira. When I say an aveira, it doesn't have to be a big aveira. Like going out to buy a Coke during for a seder. Okay? You have an aveira for... every aveira starts with a cheshuv for Elam Hazar. A person has a cheshuv for Elam Hazar. A person has a cheshuv to do an aveira. A person has a yetzer. The primary reason why we lose the battles with the Yetzer Hara is for a simple reason. I'll give you a mushroom. If a guy hasn't eaten for 3 days, he's biologically hungry. Is there any way I can go convince him that he's not hungry? Logically.
There's no way.
It's only I'm eating for 3 days. There's nothing I can do to finish it.
The Yetzirah has a koya that you had a huge breakfast an hour ago, and it's coming after a huge supper at 12:30 at the 24 hour shop, and another supper at 8 o'clock before that. It's a, like they say in the fancy hotel, 5 meals a day. So it comes along at 10 o'clock and you're thirsty, you're dying. So you're convinced that it's biological. I'm thirsty. The koyach of the Yetzer Hara, and this is a very deep in the Nekuda, the Nefesh HaChaim speaks out in one of the early prokem, that the ikker thing that happened after the Chet of Adam Rishon was, and this is Vashem, is that a person started to think that what his Yetzer Hara was saying was him. Till a person didn't do the Chet till Adam Rishon did the Chet, so the Pshat is you're middle of learning for a Seder, and the Yetzer Hara come and knocked on your door and says, let's go for a coke. So he said, I'm not thirsty. He says, what do you mean? I was cold, hot outside, cold as far. All the commercials. You start to think about it, maybe, yeah, maybe not. But you're not thirsty. I'm saying over the Pshat is the Aleph Beis, one of the Aleph Beis of Yiddishkeit, even though it sounds funny. That's how it was before Adam Rishon. After the Chet of Adam Rishon, you probably were thirsty. You're dying of thirst, even though you had 3 cans of coke a half an hour ago. You're dying of thirst. That's the Koyach of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara became part and parcel with you, and you're probably dying of thirst. You don't have a havamina even to think to yourself that maybe Taki, it's somebody else who's trying to make me thirsty, maybe it's somebody else trying to make it. What's an havamina? That's the question. Whether you can say no or not. If it's me, myself, so who am I going to say no to? I'm thirsty, I can't do it. There's a Neurodik Amesha Chachma, which I want to tell you over. Marash, a Neurodik Amesha Chachma. It says in the Parashat of Nazir, it says, V'achwe Yimei Meleis Nizroi, after the days of Nizirus go over, Yavi Oisai, he should bring Oisai him to the Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan. So the Sefi says, who's Yavi Oisai? Who does he bring? Who's Oisai? So the Sefi says, you bring himself. The Nazir brings himself. So the Amesha Chachma says, the funny is that. It's the only time in the Torah where the Torah speaks about a guy in third person. The guy brings himself. He shall come. What do you mean he brings himself? The Shachokha says, a dove and noir. The Shachokha says, why did a guy become a nazir? The Shachokha says, a guy became a nazir because he was about taiva. He had a taivis for this and for that. He decided to restrain himself and he decided to stop himself. How long should he be a nazir? Well, Sam Nazir is a Sam Nazir. The monk is from a gematria. The number four Shachokha is a Sam Nazir is a Sam Nazir. How long should a person be the right to be a nazir? You know, you should be a nazir as long as you need to be. Until you break your taivis, that's what you became a nazir for. When does a person know that he broke his tithes? He says, Yavi Oisai. When you're able to look at yourself as a third person, then you can come to the Beis HaMikdash and you need to do this open. What's that? You can look at yourself as a third person. Kolzman, you and your tithes. Kolzman, vos bistu, you are your tithes. Kolzman, that's what you are. So the vote is, you don't have a chance to. You don't have a chance to win the battle, because the vote is, that's what I want, that's what I need. It's my biological need. When does a person know that he broke through his tithes? When does a person know that he's on the way to fighting the Yetzer Hara? When you're able to look at yourself from the outside, but there's also another side to me. It's not the totality of me itself, that's not all there is to it. And if a person is in a darga of Yavi Oisai, says the Meshavach, a person is in a darga that if he can look at himself from the outside and say, Richtig, I have this Cheshik, I have that Taiva, I have that Yetzer Hara, but I also have an Oisai beside my Taiva, there's something else besides that. There's a me beside my Cheshik for Elam Hazeh. Then a person has arrived at an Akuda that is hope for him. He can already end his Nazir, he can go back to normal life. No Yudhik Meshavach. They used to say over by Rabbi Yochum, I once saw that when the Mashkiach of Yochum was at your site yesterday, they said that when he ate a meal, he was so distant from the food that looked like somebody else was feeding him. Even though he himself was eating with a fork and knife, but looked like somebody else was feeding him. He didn't have Shaykh Zuchal. That's what the Tamidim used to say over him. Azazel. The Pshat is, we're not holding with a darga, I'm nervous, but the Musik is the Musik. In order for a person to begin even to fight the Yetzer Hara, you have to understand that 90% of the things that we're convinced that we're going to die without them are b'ethan coming from an outside source. The Shari Tuvah says a lashon, "Vayigar b'yama tayv v'yacharev." A person has an ability to yell at the yama tayv and it dries up. The Bala Musa speaks out, a second ago was yama tayv, it was this huge ocean. And a minute later, you steam at it and it dried up. My high. The Torah says, there's really nothing there. If a person understands that it's an outside zaf coming into him, it's oisoi, it's somebody else outside of him, if a person lives with that awareness of who he is, so then you can fight the battle. The battle, by the way, very easy to fight the battle. So this is under zaf. The reason why the battle with the Yetzer Hara is so hard is because we're not able to differentiate between us and the Yetzer Hara. It's the way you can say no to yourself. It's the way you can say no to. I want. But if a person knows that there's a me, and then there's the Yetzer Hara that has his own demands, so then there's a makom, there's a psicha to begin a negotiation. That's the aleph beis, by the way, everyone. Without understanding this concept, that the Yetzer Hara is, that most of the tithes we have are coming outside of us, there's no hope of how to win the battle. Memela. That's the second Nekuda that I want to speak about, besides coming to a Nekuda of the Chiru B'Chal, because before even starting the war, the awareness also helps for this nekuda. If a person lives within awareness of Olam Haza and Olam Haba, and a person lives within awareness of guf and neshama, that he's made up of a guf and he's made up of a neshama, there's an Olam Haza and Olam Haba, that means a person lives with the awareness that there's a battle going on. The Shulchan speaks out later on that there's a war going on. That awareness of the war going on is not a zayfik as that. That's the dogma before everything. If you don't have that awareness that you're living in a war, that you're living with two sides, so you don't look at yourself in a battle. Everything you want, you supply yourself with. So there's no chance of ever winning a battle with the Yetzer Hara. The nekuda of chazering over, that's the second remnant that I wanted to bring out, of chazering. When a person lives in Yetzer Hara over again and again and again and again, it reminds him, besides the fact that it reminds him of all the etzem concepts that we're talking about, that there's an Olam Haba, and there's a Shvita Shem, the Nekhi Talmud, and there's Yer Shemayim, concepts which we know as math equations, but we don't live with, we don't feel them, we don't have our gosh in them. But the second revah of the constant chazor is the awareness that there's a war going on. When a person realizes there's a war going on, the person says to himself, wait a minute. This thing that I'm thinking about doing, where's it coming from? It's coming from there, it's coming from there. But a person who lives like the Mishil Sashom says later on, Kitsutim HaRotim, like a horse that runs, he doesn't stop to think, a gate. So without that awareness, there's no chance before you can have a chance to say no. How can you say no when it's you yourself, you asked for it, you did it, and you invite him? Those are the two Ikar Ravachim of the constant Chazorah and the constant Hasmada. I want to add on one more thing to end up just with this introduction. I've said it before in the past, I just want to say it over again. Many people learn Musar. Many of you have started to learn Musar on many different occasions. And you stop. Why? I've heard this from many Bachrim, probably from hundreds of Bachrim over the years. I sat down and learned Musar and nothing happened. Right? Everyone expects they learned 2 days for 10 minutes. Musar, they expect to walk out and resolve Salanta. And more than that, everyone holds it, they're more than resolve Salanta. That's what everyone expects. You learn for 2 or 3 days. Musar, you walk out and stop. So first of all, the first thing that the Mishil Shem is saying over there, Lahayu Lanivra. Without Hasmada, without Chazorah, the man said himself at the beginning of the Sefer, so there's nothing to get disappointed about. He says himself, without Hasmada, without Chazorah, you're wasting your time. Don't even bother. Don't stop for 3 days or 4 days, make a bigger service, and then after a week, nobody offered you a Mashgiach job in Mashgiach Fat, and the where, so then you got disappointed and you closed your Musa Sefer. He says that without Hasmada, without Chazorah, it's a waste of time. Hasmada Chazorah, by the way, means 20 years. For those of you who are thinking that if you learn 6 months of Musa, you can learn big tzaddik, you won't become big tzaddik. And of course, Baruch Hu didn't make the world like that. We're talking about 20 years. We're talking about learning again and again and again and again and again. And every time being kind a little bit. I just want to end off with a Gvaldik Yisairus. Bishol Salanta writes in one of his letters, I said it in the past, but it's easy to say it over again if you're starting with Tzul Kishar. Bishol Salanta writes that we all know that Rabbi Akiva saw the water dripping on the rocks, and he said that if the water can make a hole in the rocks, Kol Shkein, I can learn Torah, it can make a hole in my heart. And Rabbi Solanta asks, what exactly did Rabbi Akiva see over there? He didn't know that water makes holes in the rocks. He never heard this before. What exactly did he see over there? Rabbi Solanta writes as follows. That everybody learns Musar, and they learn. They say, it's not making an effect on me. Goodbye. Try again 6 months. That's the fact that everyone goes through. Through your 70s. Rabbi Solanta says that what Rabbi Akiva saw, Rabbi Akiva tried to learn many times. He tried to go to learn. And every time he would go to learn, he would learn for a week or two or 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 5 weeks. And he saw that it wasn't making an effect on him. So it wasn't making a ration on him, so he stopped learning, so it's a waste of time. But he keeps on the rocks, that every drop of water didn't make any impression on the rocks at all. So the drop of the water made no impression. And then Mitamol, after a few thousand or a few million drops, all of a sudden opened up a hole. But he keeps saw that a hole could open up from something which makes no ration, a shocking fact. You can have one drop and made no ration. Another drop also made no ration at all. The visible eye can't see anything. And yet Mitamol all of a sudden opened up a hole. When all these tiny, tiny, tiny impressions gather themselves together, all of a sudden comes a hole. How long does it take for a rock to get a hole? Many years, 100 years, 50 years, 1,000 years. Oh, but the pshat in the end is a hole. Hagam that every drop of water is nothing. And this is what the Seel Shem is saying over here. If you're going to learn it once, you're not going to get it to others. There'll be one drop, you won't feel it at all. You learn it again, there'll be another drop. You'll say there's no tellus. If you'll have patience, and you'll have just two things. First of all, chazorah and hasmada, two things. Chazorah is one thing, hasmada. Hasmada means continuing without a break. First, you can chazim and seal the strong once in 6 months. He chazim and seal the strong, but it's not being mastered. First, it has to be mastered and constantly chazorah. And every drop, even though we don't feel the drop, and even though we don't see the drop, and we don't feel the ration, of a biskabit kol rishim, in the end, all of a sudden, a person will feel the opening, a person will feel the psicha, and the lay of heaven, which you all have, will open up automatically to haftocha. And it's Aftocha from the Gemara Rabbi Akiva. That's the lesson of the story of Akiva. And that's what the Mishil Sashom is saying over here in his introduction. That learning it once is not going to make an impression. It's not going to give you anything. You're going to know the knowledge beforehand. But what we're talking about is something else. God making an impression on our hearts. Getting an awareness. Living with it. And that, even though at the beginning, you don't feel it. But after a period of time, you have to drop it, drop. And each drop for itself is garnished. But when the drops are miscavaged to the Yachin on a constant period, then the label opens up and the Akash Bokhu opens up a test for everybody.